Welcome to Inside the Film Room on Giants.com. I am John Schmelk. We're joined by former Giants offensive lineman Robin Ullman, and we take a look at everybody on this Giants roster and talk about their future, where their strengths are, and maybe where they need to show some improvement. Roman, we're going to start with Stevie Brown, a guy who did not play a whole lot in 2013, but he had 8 interceptions in 2012 and really was a turnover machine.
Yeah, John, Stevie Brown was sorely missed this season in that defensive secondary, as well as they played this year. We're going to go to a play last year from the New Orleans Saints game. The Saints are going to come out in 21 personnel, which is 2 backs, 1 tight end, and Jimmy Graham going in motion. The Giants defensively are in a 2-deep safety, and they're going to play zone here defensively. What you're going to see is the linebacker, who was Bowley in this play, he's going to zone off the tight end, because that's not his area, and Stevie Brown is going to jump the route as he sees the quarterback's eyes and return it for 70 yards. And obviously defensive players are not great blockers in the open field. They just kind of don't know what to do, but good job by Stevie Brown. Let's go to the end zone copy. We're going to pause it again right before the snap. You have the regular personnel, a fullback, running back, have tight end. With this play action, Drew Brees is set up in the pocket, and he's looking in that direction, and that's exactly what Stevie Brown sees. Let me take it back a little bit. Stevie Brown is going to come in the screen right here. Great job. You see Chase Blackburn's running with his back to the wall, knowing that he's got that middle third, almost like a Tampa 2 look. And here comes Stevie Brown running it back. Look, 70 yards return. Puts the offense in great field position.
And you will see a lot of those notes paying off again in this next play. This is the game against the Panthers from last season, maybe the Giants' most complete game of the year, Roman. Stevie makes another play, this time in the red zone, preventing the Panthers from getting into the end zone on a fourth down.
It's a couple of interesting things, John, to see on this play. The Carolina Panthers, obviously, it's fourth and goal from the 8-yard line. They've stayed in their base personnel. You've got running quarterbacks, got a lot of weapons offensively, so it gives them a chance to do everything. Defensively, Perry Fuel is really disguising what the Giants are doing defensively, and they're going to actually slide the line to the left, leaving Stevie Brown to that backside to be able to make this interception.
On the end zone copy, you can see how the defense moves, but Stevie Brown almost sees what's coming before it happens.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to look at this right guard for the Carolina Panthers. You're going to see him right tackle and right guard going to pat their butts, which means they're sliding to their left. So they're all going left, anticipating the defense is bringing the pressure from the offense's left side, which they don't. So they disguise it very well. Stevie Brown backs up, see the line sliding, gets that end zone, knowing that that's the backside guy. Great job playing center field, getting the offensive field position. But more importantly, John, they went for it on fourth down, and they gambled and they lost. Ended up in a turnover for the Carolina Panthers.
Now, Roman, this preseason after the game against the Jets, he was diagnosed with a torn ACL. Stevie Brown did not play this season. He signed a restricted free agent tender last year. That contract is up. He's an unrestricted free agent this season. What do you think the future holds for Stevie in terms of returning to the Giants?
Well, I think Stevie Brown obviously has to prove that he can play a full healthy season. I don't think financially he's going to demand a lot out there in the market, but and I think he wants to come back and be a Giant, prove that he can have the same year that he had in 2012. And hopefully that'll fare well for Perry Fuel, Giants defense, and the Giants fans who would like to see number 27 come back.
Roman, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, anytime.
And everyone, thanks for joining us inside the film room right here on Giants.com. For Roman Ullman, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.